This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, and I'm glad to be here today, all day long, living for God. There is therefore now no condemnation in my life. And I'm just glad to say that I'm looking forward for the Word, looking forward for the teaching coming forth today, and I'm just glad to be here. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your Elder Phillips, for our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, I'm going to talk to you again. This is about judgment. Before we get into that thought, choir is going to sing this number, My Prayer.
So my prayer,
my prayer,
my
prayer,
Well done, I say. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Hope you enjoy that number. I enjoyed listening to it, and I hope you did. All that here. Deacon Debbie, announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad for our anointed. Yes. I said our. I'm talking about Noah.
Beautiful.
Moses.
Yes.
And all the apostles and prophets,
yes.
Our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, yes. And our great Bishop Dorothy,
yes.
For the stand they took, the life they lived. We are their works. And I don't know of any other church right now that's keeping the commandments of God and living holy. You can't live holy without the commandments, because the commandments of God is what makes you holy.
Yes, Pastor.
I hear many ministers, those that are not ministers, saying, preach the word. But I don't understand how they say preach the word and don't know that the word is the commandments. That word is taboo. Anytime I hear the word commandments, is always as if, well, you know, those commandments were done away with. The law was done away with. That's someone that's ignorant of God's ways. And it's because they have no judgment. We talked about this, and I want to continue in good judgment. When you don't have good judgment, you don't have understanding about God or about his word or about his people or about his way. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32 and 4. And before we read that, while you're getting that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. It's talking about his word. It's talking about his commandments. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That's what it's given for. It's given for understanding about God. It's given for wisdom of God. And if it was given then, that was the formula, is yet the formula today, because the Lord changes not. Deuteronomy 32 and 4 says what?
He is the rock.
He is the rock. That's our God. He is the rock. What?
His work is perfect.
God's work is perfect. That means everything he's done is perfect. And anything God do today, it's perfect. Now that's, believe it or not, because whatever we hear and see and experience with God and about God, you have a mind to believe it or not. His work is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What?
For all his ways are judgment.
All of God's ways are judgments. And most people don't understand his judgments and ways are the 10 precepts. That's who God is.
Yes.
He's a God of judgment. All his ways are judgment. What?
A God of truth.
He's a God of truth, which means he's a God of his word, because he is the word.
All right.
So he's a God of himself. God of truth.
And without iniquity.
He's without iniquity. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
God didn't have to explain that to anybody, but he said he's without iniquity. He's not like man, born in iniquity. He's without iniquity. What?
Just and right
just
is he.
And right. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes.
And I say again, it's a matter of believe it or not. Because so many don't believe God exists. Some believe God exists, but this ain't God. Well, again, believe it or not. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
First verse.
Give ear, O ye heavens.
What?
And I will speak.
You think God is talking about the clouds? No, he's not talking about that heaven. He's talking about his people. His people are like unto the heavens because God made the heavens. God made and is making his people. Give ear, O ye heavens, what?
And I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth.
So God wants us to hear the what?
Words of my mouth.
The what?
Words of my mouth.
Words.
Words of my mouth.
I didn't hear the S on that.
Yes, Master.
God wants to hear the words of his mouth because God spoke words, and those words stand today. Let's go to Exodus 20 and 1.
Yes.
If you don't focus on what God is saying, you can never get judgment because all of God's ways are judgment. And everything God spoke is of judgment. 20 and 1. What does it say?
And God spake all these words, saying.
Say now, hear the words of my mouth. And most of these ministers today, they never take you back to what God said from the beginning. And what he said here to the children of Israel, he said it in the garden. God spake all these words, saying what?
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt.
Now, if you haven't come out of sin, if you haven't come out of the world, God is not talking to you. His people are ones that have been brought out by his anointed. Then you are let down into his word to get understanding.
Yes.
Brought you out of the land of Egypt, what?
Out of the house of bondage.
If you are yet in bondage, don't say we're sinners in Zion. You're a sinner in Zion, but you're not saved. You're in the church, but you're not God's church. You're only called by his name. There are sinners in Zion, but these are the ones that eat their own bread, wear their own apparel, but they just want to be called God's people. Those are the sinners in Zion, but that's not the Zion that is saved. That is not the Zion that God is God of. Read.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Now that was the criteria from day one. God doesn't want his people to have any gods before him. Let's go to Genesis 2 and 15. I heard a leading minister in the world, and I say in the world because he's, to my knowledge, so when you judge him, well, according to the word, he's not in God. But he's a leading figure in the world, in the ministry world. And he said he wanted to start, he wrote a book called The Rational Bible. And he said he wanted to start in Genesis and Exodus. He said, why do you want to start in Exodus? He says, because that's where the commandments started. They didn't start there.
That's right.
The commandments is from the beginning, because the commandment is God.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, if you don't believe that, you contact, you heard Deacon Debbie.
Right.
You find the call letters. And if you didn't hear that, listen, towards the end of this broadcast, she's going to repeat it again. If you get nothing but the number, call. And we can reason together, and I can show you what I'm talking about. And if you are seeking God, if you're truly a sheep that maybe think you are saved and you're honestly seeking and or mean well, sincerely, like unto Paul, you're going to be able to find something here. Genesis 2 and 15, what does it say?
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
What?
And the Lord God commanded the man.
He commanded. That's where the commandment started. Because God spoke the word. He gave a command. The command is the same today. thou shalt have no other gods before me. He commanded the man, saying what?
Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely.
What?
Freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Well, sin is the transgression of God's word. And God gave him a command. And the word has commandments, the Ten Commandments. He went against what God asked him to do. That became his God. Because a God is what you yield to and what controls you. God had control of Adam and told him what to do, and Adam went against God. What does the third verse and the fourth
And God
say?
Blessed the seventh day and sanctified.
Third chapter, excuse me, and the fourth verse. Right there.
Mm-hmm. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
How plain is that? God said you're going to surely die. The devil said you're not going to die. That's against God. But what did he say?
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Other words, you're going to be a god because you went against what God asked. The first god that God is talking about removing is ourselves. Because when you yield to the enemy, you become a god. When you transgress God, you become a god. That's why this old man has to die. That's why you cannot choose your thoughts over God's thoughts, because you become the god. And the serpent was telling him the truth. You're going to become as gods. God knows you're going to be gods. You're going to know good and evil. And when you become a god, you become evil, although you may yet do some good. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32.
All right.
And 4. Meditate on that. Think about it. Because that's what happened with Adam. But the good news is, because he didn't have experience with the devil, God redeemed him. Mm-hmm. Quickly.
Yes.
And one of the greatest criterias was the woman was honest. The devil deceived me, and I ate.
Yes.
She didn't say, well, I didn't know, and try to go around it like the man did. Well, the woman you gave me. She gave me, he told the truth, but he yet was placing the blame.
Yes.
Sometimes it's how you do a thing. Mm-hmm. Not what you do, but how you do it. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
32 and 4 says what?
He is the rock. His work is perfect.
His work is perfect. You got to believe that.
Yes.
What?
For all his ways are judgment.
All of God's ways are judgments.
A God of truth and without iniquity.
He's a God of truth and without iniquity. Go to Psalms 19.
Yes.
And 7.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
God's work is perfect. And God, he gave Moses himself. He gave Moses the 10 precepts.
Yes, Pastor.
He gave him himself.
Yes, Pastor. That's right.
And that work was perfect.
Beautiful.
Even 10 commandments. He was the author of it, because God is the author of himself. It came by Moses. It was given by Moses, rather. But it came by God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And it's perfect.
Yes.
How come the preachers don't tell the people God's word, his commandments, his law is perfect? Because they don't know it. Because they don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
19 and 7 says what?
The law of the Lord is perfect.
Listen to what David is saying. And David was a man after God's own heart.
Right.
The law of the Lord is perfect. What?
Converting the soul.
It converts you. What?
The testimony of the Lord.
Now you would
sure.
think, when you don't know God, you think it's talking about two different things. The law is God's testimony. He gave it on Mount Sinai to Moses. That was God's testimony. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That's God's testimony. Yes. It's what?
The testimony of the Lord is sure.
It's sure. What?
Making wise the
simple. So I don't care how simple you are, it makes you wise. Beautiful. I don't care how simple you are, you have good judgment. Beautiful. When you refer to God's law. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things is honor. Because honor covers everything. But if Adam hadn't got deceived, she would have dishonored God. The man, he didn't get deceived. He just dishonored God.
Yes.
That's another secret. But the point is, here's what he did. Mm-hmm. This is why people dishonor God today, because they don't know God. And we could be sitting right in here and yet don't know God. If you're not keeping his commandments, you don't know him. If you don't have the honor for God and God's people, you don't know God. And that's why we do such dastardly things. That's where it begins, in the house of God. What about those that's outside? Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read it again, 19:7.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
It turns your soul around. It's supposed to do that.
Yes.
It should do that after the first day or two. After 20 years, your soul should have been turned upside down and around a long time ago. Converting the soul, what?
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Makes wise the simple. You don't have to ask the leader, what should I have for cereal this morning? Captain Crunch or Cocoa Puffs? You ain't got to ask him that. You can figure it out yourself when you truly keep it like you should. You don't ask God's doing silly things because you have understanding. And you don't do silly things because you have understanding. And you recognize when something is passing your way, it don't look right, you recognize it. Like the Lord told this master in Israel, you're a master in Israel. You don't know these things? You don't know that? Evidently, Nicodemus came to himself and said, you know what? I don't know nothing. He must have, because he came to himself. But because of what he had to deal with, he had to come by night. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Romans 7 and 12. Let's
beautiful,
go there.
Pastor.
This is all about judgment. And we will forever be learning judgment and more judgment. But there's certain things we should just know outright. As I was talking to a brother the other night, Tuesday night, and two were waiting to see me, and the brother said, well, they ain't moving. So he just stepped right in front of us. I said, well, they ain't moving. What happened to Curtius? He have no patience. Why you had to step in front of him? Why'd you just say, sister? He couldn't say that. He didn't say nothing. Next thing you know, he leaned on in front. Courteous. The scriptures tell you, treat them as the lesser. What's wrong with just being patient? Sis, go ahead, sis. What's wrong with that? Yeah, to look a couple seconds, they ain't doing nothing, but you know what? Boom. Yeah, you know, come on. 7 and 12.
Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good.
You think God would destroy something that's holy, just and good? That means he would destroy you and I if we live in holy, just and good. God would destroy us if you live in holy, just and good. What does 13 say?
Was then that which is good made death unto me?
So now God got rid of that because he knew we couldn't do it. It's death to us. That ain't what that is to us. It ain't made death to us. Was then that which is good made death unto me? What?
God forbid.
God forbid. That ain't made death to me. That ain't death. The death is in whoever the death of sin is in. That's what death is in. The one that had sin or transgression in them. That's where death is. Not in the law. God forbid, what?
But sin, that it might appear
that's
sin.
That's what a death is, sin. Mm-hmm. But sin. that it might appear sin. What?
Working death in me.
Now, wait a minute. If the people don't know that having gods before God is a sin, it ain't sin to them. But when you show it to them, that God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and you show and they get an understanding of what a god is, that's what makes it appeal. You know what? I got all kind of gods. But what happens is they want to run from that because they don't want to change their lifestyle. When you show them that you're taking his name in vain when you don't obey judgment, they run from it because they want to be able to pick and choose what they want. The law lets you see where your wrong is. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to hear it. Read.
That it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good.
It works death by that which is good. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The only thing good is God.
Yes.
10th verse.
Yes, Pastor. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
That's the death of the cross. That's why the Lord said, take up the cross and follow me. That's why the Lord said, except a man deny himself, because the biggest God is self. Until God becomes control of your life. That's the biggest God. Except a man deny himself, take up the cross, he cannot be my disciple.
That's right.
And the commandment which was ordained to life,
I found to be unto death.
Isn't that beautiful? That's why the natural man don't want this. And that natural man is what's preaching to the mass of the church world.
Yes.
Telling them, you don't need it. It's not necessary. He died on that natural cross to take care of that. That's not, the natural cross didn't remedy that. The natural cross is for the sin when you confess. When you change your life and you take up the cross and die, that's what's effective. You don't need him to be there for that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right.
Beautiful.
Let's go to Hosea.
Yes.
4 and 6.
All right, Pastor.
I don't know if the Hosea in the scripture was Espanol or not, but I like the name Hosea.
Right,
you know, right, some spell it with a J, some with an H, fine. Mm-hmm. Don't matter what he was. He could have been Espanol.
Espanol.
And a Spaniard. Right. Whatever.
That's right.
Jose.
All right.
Brother Jose.
All right.
All right. Jose 4 and 6. What does it say?
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That's why the enemy can destroy us today when we don't have knowledge. I was talking to Deacon Fino on the way. There is nothing wrong with saying, I was kind of under a lot of stress today. To be under a lot of stress don't mean you're stressed out. That's not what that means. When you just walk around being stressed out, God is not in control.
Right.
But what do you think people do in the ER? They have stressful situations. And they learn how to deal with that. Now, over a period of time, you can get burnt out. But there's nothing wrong with saying, I was under some stress today. Nothing wrong with that. But the enemy, if you don't understand that, will make you feel guilty. Oh, I should have had more power than that. I just feel what? Well, you were in stressful situations. To be in stressful situations don't mean you're stressed out. You're just in stressful situations. I've been in a lot of stressful situations trying to get units out, deadlines, where your stomach getting knots. But once I left there, everything calmed down, and I wasn't stressed. And I wasn't stressed then. I was in a stressful situation. It can make you pretty, urgent in your doings and fervent in your doings and on, on, on. But the enemy always try to fool the people. Just always, you say yin, he says yang, to put you in a stressful situation. That's why whatever you do, we have to do it under God, and don't stress out about it. The enemy will tell you, that's what you did, some junk. That way he told the woman, you won't be so-and-so. You say, well, yep, yeah, it's all I got. It's the best God. I say, well, really? And when you walk with the Lord, I'm doing it under you. You avoid getting stressed out. The enemy want to see you go sit in the corner crying, stressed out. That's what he brings, torment. But there's nothing wrong with saying, whew, I had a stressful situation, some stressful situations today. That don't mean you were stressed out. When you know that, then you lift them up off of you.
You're beautiful.
You don't let me just toss you to and fro. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, Pastor. Beautiful. Yes.
Read it again. My
people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
What?
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me.
No priest to God. Mm-hmm. Seeing what?
Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Isn't that beautiful? That's why we hear the word day in and day out by the wayside, so that we don't forget. Because the enemy want to let you forget and put you in stressful situations. Forget the law. We forget that we honor one another. I don't think anybody intends to outright lie, but when you don't honor, it'll put you over there. You find yourself lying, trying to cover up that you don't honor. Because that's what it is. When you don't honor, that means you're not giving one what's due them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to hear amen here and there. Hold on now. I know Brother Richard here. I got Sister Santa for backing that up. All right. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4:6. I know we get ready to get off the broadcast. Ain't no problem.
All right, Pastor. Deuteronomy.
Now that Pastor Boyd, he's playing. No, I ain't playing.
No, you're not, Pastor.
No, I'm very serious.
Yes.
I'm not going to stress out because of a serious situation either. I'm referring about it, but listen, you know, I'm just trying to give it to you in a way you can handle it. And everyone that hear my voice that may not know me, fine. 4:6 says what?
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding.
We read it every time broadcast starts, because that is so true. It's your wisdom and understanding. Now he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You have knowledge but understanding. And wisdom, the knowledge of it.
Yes.
And that's why ones are destroyed. They don't have knowledge and understanding. And why? Because they reject it. Because when it comes, they won't receive it. Read 4:1.
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment.
What?
Which I teach you.
They have got to be taught. That's what I'm talking about. Taught what the gods are. How we take his name in vain, how we make graven images. And again, the graven images is usually coming from your head, from what you think a situation should be. You draw up the picture.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.